From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
I saw an article in Friday's edition of the Wall Street Journal, and it was a list of people about how I squandered my summer vacation. I think I did in one respect. I wanted to learn Italian, and I didn't. Do you have any things that you think you squandered over your summer?
I never think of things that I don't do, because anything I really want to do, I do.
You do. That's great. So
that's
would
right.
You remind us of the challenge you left us with last week?
Yes, I said rearrange the letters of charades to make two words that are synonyms.
And what are they?
The answer is race plus dash.
Ah, nice. We had over 1,700 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Bernadette Solano from Pacific City, Oregon. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there?
Well, for the last 4.5 years, I've been working with some colleagues to develop a mathematics program for high school students who are at risk of failing graduation requirements. It finally was published a month ago, so now I'm also training teachers how to use those materials and other materials that are designed using the same principles.
Hi. Do you play puzzles? How long have you been playing this one?
Well, a long time, longer than I've been married, so it's at least 12 years.
Are you ready to play?
With you at my side, I'm as ready as I'll ever be, I think.
I feel the same way, Bernadette, so let's face Will and play.
All right, Bernadette, speaking of charades, every answer today is a 6-letter word that can be broken into 2 consecutive 3-letter words. Answer the clues. For example, if I said, what body part is a number plus a boy's name, you would say tendon. And you break tendon into ten and don. All right?
Okay.
Number 1 is, what bird consists of a golf score plus nonsense?
Okay, let's see, a bird.
And think of
how
a three-letter...
parrot?
Well, how about parrot? Good job. Number 2, what kind of puzzle is a dance plus a carpenter's tool?
A dance.
And think of the carpenter's tool in 3 letters.
So I'm thinking a short 3-letter carpenter tool. Not hammer, spanner is an English one. That's also...
Yeah.
A lumberjack might also use this tool.
A saw.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
jigsaw.
Great.
A jigsaw.
Jigsaw. Jigsaw. Jig plus a saw. Good.
Goodness.
All right.
I'm the jig part because I'm half Irish. But
try this one. What fabric is a place to sleep plus a heavy weight?
The sleep bed.
Something at a hotel might give you if you have extra people in your room. Or what you might sleep on.
Cot. Yeah.
A cot, yes.
So cotton.
Cotton is right. Good. What planet consists of the abbreviation for a weekday plus a container?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I think Leanne's got it.
No, I'm just going down the list
yes,
here.
Yes, my days of the week hurt here.
Friday.
Saturn.
Very
Saturn
good.
Saturn is right.
Sat plus urn.
Good. What animal consists of the abbreviation for a weekday plus an item on a chain?
Animal. Monkey.
Monkey, first good.
Husky.
Excellent. What northeast river consists of a Paul Newman film plus a member of the family?
How about Hudson?
Hudson, good. What item to take on vacation consists of a car engine part plus a period of time? Think of a long period of time.
Well, an era.
Yes.
And
huh.
What would you take?
Oh, a camera.
Yeah.
A camera is you'd want on vacation. What zodiac symbol consists of a geometric line plus a pronoun? And think of a curved line.
Okay, like an arc?
Yes. A zodiac symbol? Not a sign, but a symbol.
Oh.
Oh, and the pronoun, her.
Yeah. Yes.
Archer.
Yes.
Good.
Archer, good.
Yeah.
And here's your last one. What form of writing consists of a famous writer plus an attempt?
And an attempt, which would be a try.
Yes.
Poetry.
Poetry, Edgar
nice
Allan
work.
Poe.
Bernadette.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You did very well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Bernadette, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KLCC from Eugene, which is rebroadcast as KLCO in Newport.
All right. Bernadette Solano from Pacific City, Oregon. Thanks for playing with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Our pleasure as well. All right, Will, a challenge, please, for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Scott Murphy, who's a professor at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas. Take the word near, N-E-A-R. If you shift each of its consonants to the next consonant of the alphabet, and each of its vowels to the next vowel in the alphabet, you get the word pies, P-I-E-S. Find a one-word title of a famous novel that was made into a film that, if you shift each of its consonants and vowels in the same manner, gives you another one-word title of a famous novel that was made into a film. So again, the example is near, N-E-A-R, shift each of the consonants one consonant later, and each of the vowels one vowel later, you get pies, P-I-E-S. Find a one-word title of a famous novel made into a film, shift each of its consonants and vowels later in the alphabet, as in the example. This will give you another one-word title of a famous novel made into a film. What novels and films are these?
Oh, wow. Here we go. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.